defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone begins right now. How the heck are you? A lot to go over with you today, so let's get started. And by the way, I've got a couple really good guests lined up over the next couple days if we can bring everything together and get some schedules working well. But let's start with this. I've got an email here that I want to read for you. I responded to this gentleman. It's about Michael Bloomberg and our conversation about Bloomberg. He sends in, Mark, I apologize for not being timely. Family issues kept me away from the podcast for a few days. Now, let me stop there. This is an Armed American Radio listener apologizing to me because he wanted to get with me and he couldn't because he couldn't get to the podcast in time. I mean, that just speaks volumes of the type of people that we're talking about here. Gentleman's name is Jerry Sabotkin. He says, why are we not talking about the quid pro quo that Bloomberg expects from the politicians to whom he or his Ponzi scheme organizations made political contributions for voting a certain way once elected? How is that any different than the fake charges raised by the House Dems regarding President Trump? If one is bad, so is the other. Keep up the good work. Congrats on getting the website up and running. I will be a shopper soon. Jerry. And I replied, Jerry, what a great question. Seems like bribery to me, but what the satellite radio moment word do I know, right? I'll bring this up on air. Again, that was a great email. And it was a great email, wasn't it? I played you the tape of Bloomberg sitting there, high and mighty, talking about, I expect them to do what they said they were going to do. He was talking about getting paid to do it. What you've just run into is a large problem with American politics, is the fact that money plays such a role. And a person like Bloomberg knows that. Now, an individual who I will not name, but is quite high up the food chain as far as gun rights is concerned, I had a conversation with today, and we discussed Bloomberg and the thoughts on, well, there's a reason I can't mention who he is, but it doesn't matter. Suffice to say, you know who he is. I will tell you, everybody, you listener, you know who he is. You've seen him, you've heard him, you've seen him on television, you've read his op-eds, he's been on this program, but nonetheless, I'm not at liberty to give you a name right now. But suffice to say, the commentary regarding Bloomberg was, good, I'm glad he's running, because that's going to tie up a ton of his money from coming after us. True statement. Except for the fact that Bloomberg's worth so many billions of dollars, I don't think it will affect his ability to use his funds. Let's put it this way. Bloomberg's got expendable income. He's got a lot of change in his wallet. And I don't think it will change. I don't think it's going to reduce $150 million or $200 million or $300 million donation to gun grabber organizations such as Every Town for Gun Safety or the rest of the Moms Demand Action or the rest of those phony shill groups. I don't think it's going to change their donation level because he's going to have to be redirecting some money over there. So, you know, while I'm thrilled that there are people that feel that way, I'm just not sure that it's going to make that big of a difference. If, and of course, we're talking about if, in fact, Bloomberg even enters the race, which right now is not a lock. That could change at any moment in time. But I thought that was a great question. That's just showing that you're thinking about these things, and these things matter, and they do. They matter in a big way, in a very big way, because that's the voter. That's the type of voter you that we have to have at the polls, and we do have to have you at the polls. Let me go to the Remington suit quickly. I talked about it briefly yesterday. And I think it's important that we understand a couple things about the Remington suit. The left is giddy. They're talking specifically about, oh, the Supreme Court said that. The Supreme Court doesn't say anything when they refuse to grant cert to a case. Unfortunately, and our side does it too. I've admitted that. If this were a pro-gun deal and the Supreme Court refused to look at it, we would be saying, well, good, it stands. Yay for us. We would do the same thing. But they do it in a different way. They like to say that they can claim victory. They're not claiming victory. They have to go to court and prove a case that even the majority in the Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling in Connecticut said was going to be very, very difficult for them to prove. And what they're having to prove, what is at stake in the Remington case, is not the protection of lawful commerce in arms. It is a state statute. And what's at stake in that statute that we're talking about, they have to prove, and these are Brady campaign-funded attorneys, must prove that Remington's advertising was what made Adam Lanza do what he did. And that's going to be, even a Supreme Court justice said in Connecticut, that's going to be a very daunting task. I don't see success in that case. I may be wrong. We will talk about it this weekend, hopefully with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, and get some more details on that. Alan Gottlieb knows a lot more about those things than we do, and we will bring him to the program. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is celebrating the Sandy Hook lawsuit against Remington. The rest of the Dems are giddy. Joe Biden celebrated the Supreme Court SCOTUS actions, which essentially what that did is was open the door for the continuation. AWR Hawkins mentions that, of a lawsuit brought against Remington Arms by Sandy Hook. Why Remington, somebody was asking? Because they're the parent company of Bushmaster, which is the maker of the AR that Adam Lanza stole from his mother, who bought the rifle lawfully and owned it lawfully for 2 years prior to being murdered by her son with what she had stolen from her and used illegally. And to somehow suggest that Remington's advertising is responsible for that is going to be a stretch. But there's something to take away from this, and this is what I want you to understand, because this is the mentality of the people we're up against. Okay, they believe that anything they can do to take down, they will do anything, even if it's a stretch like this. They celebrate a stretch. They now have an opportunity to try to prove something so remote that Adam Lanza sat there and watched advertisements for Remington, and that's what made him do what they, and they champion that. They applaud that. Intellectual dishonesty, stupidity, just cool, so drunk on the Kool-Aid, so filled with rage and hatred about your right to bear arms and about guns in general, with this, is that, this is the mentality that we're talking about here? Yes, in fact, it is. And you need to know that. They are rabid, crazy animals when it comes to taking away your right to bear arms. They are not out worried about 50% increase in the homicide rates in Baltimore. They couldn't care less about that. They're not worried about the vast majority of crime on the street that you worry about, which is why you've elected, in many cases, over 25 plus million of us, no doubt, carrying a firearm lawfully in this country, probably far greater than that, when you consider that there are 16 states that don't require you to have a permit to carry a firearm, that actually respect the constitutional right to keep and bear arms, otherwise known as, originally known as, what we in the industry used to refer to it as Vermont-style carry back in the day, which is now referred to, rightfully so, as constitutional carry. The Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In other words, the Constitution is, the Second Amendment is, your carry permit. But they're not concerned about the street crime that makes up the vast majority, 80% of the homicides in this country, which are a result of criminal activity. They're not concerned about that. They're more concerned about proving that Remington, they want to go after Remington, the maker of the Bushmaster, a rifle used, and we don't know the exact number, but we know that rifles of any kind, and there are hundreds, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, were used less than 300 times, according to the latest FBI Uniform Crime Report statistics, in any crime whatsoever. Again, I mention these things to you to let you know the enemies are free of our freedoms are just rabid haters of anything to do with your right to bear arms. That they are going after that. They're not going after crime. They don't care about the crime that we care about on the street and we report about all the time in the form of a quote-unquote happy ending story where a good person uses a gun. In fact, when you confront that side with that story, they fail to respond. They will not answer tweets. They will not answer emails. They will block you. Shannon Watts has blocked me more than once. I'm proud to be blocked by that liar. But they don't reply. Their entire deal is to clam up. They will never, ever, ever, ever justify the use of deadly force with a firearm ever. They will not acknowledge it. They will not respond to it, period. And if they do, they will do what Shannon Watts did the other day when she was on with Major Garrett or whoever that was. Was it Major? I don't know. Over on CBS. People think just because we're involved in this line of work, you know, trying to sue Remington out of business because a criminal murdered his mother to steal the gun that she bought lawfully 2 years earlier that happened to be a subsidiary of Remington, that type of work is what she's talking about, that we're anti-Second Amendment. Well, gee, what would give us that idea, lady, huh? What would give us that idea? Well, that, hold on, Mark, that's not her suit, that's a Brady suit. They're all involved. And every single one of them loves the suit. Joe Biden's championing this. Yes, he is celebrating it. Here's what he said in a tweet. The Sandy Hook families who paid such a bitter price deserve their day in court. And all American families deserve laws that protect them and that put their children, not big gun corporations, first. So Joe Biden thinks that Remington is responsible for its subsidiary, which was bought, Bushmaster, which was bought lawfully 2 years earlier, used and stolen and used in a murder by a criminal for somehow for the actions of Adam Lanza. That's what you're up against. We'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. And you know what's really cool, by the way, that platinum microphone? Have you seen the Armed American Radio platinum microphone, grenade microphone logo, the secondary logo? I loved it so much I got it inked. That's how beautiful it is. It's gorgeous. And some of you have seen it. You're going to be seeing a lot more of it. You're going to have the option to get it on a T-shirt. But it fits really well with the platinum microphone with Car Arms, right? Isn't that wonderful? So here we are back in the GunBroker.com studios. I have to correct, I'm not correct, but I want to go into a little bit deeper detail. I was looking during the break, and it's important that I explain a little bit more about this Connecticut deal here, okay? So let me go over to the Shooting Wire and our good friend Jim Shepard at the Shooting Wire, who explains this pretty well, because it's important you understand. You're getting a lot of bombardment from the mainstream media who is just flat out wrong about this because they hate your guts. They're wrong, and I want you to be correct. The Supreme Court, and I'm going to quote a little bit from Jim Shepard here, but paraphrase. The Supreme Court issued an order that essentially did nothing, but has wide-ranging implications for the firearms industry. That's what I was trying to explain in the previous segment. The High Court has turned down, and this is what you need to know. They turned down an appeal. Remington appealed, okay, a ruling from the Connecticut Supreme Court that allowed some of the families of the Sandy Hook victims to proceed with a very narrowly defined lawsuit against Remington, because the families have lost everything else, okay, in large measure because of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. But what happens here is the appeal from Remington, there's one fragment left of this case that they're hanging their hat on. And that has to do with the Connecticut's Unfair Trade Practices Act. Okay, so let me go into a little bit about what Jim Shepard says. So this, it kind of wraps this up for us. I want you to be very clear on this. The denial of the appeal rejects Remington's argument that it should be protected from liability for manufacturing the Bushmaster AR used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting that killed 28, including 20 students of the school. That argument hinges on the protections afforded the firearms industry under the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. That's what Remington used, okay, in their case, was the PLCAA. But here's where we get to the meat of this. In that petition, Remington made an argument that a ruling in favor of the Sandy Hook complainants, the survivors in Sandy Hook, would have immediate and severe consequences, exposing the entire firearms industry to costly and burdensome litigation. And that's clearly what they're going. That's what Brady and Everytown and Bloomberg and everybody who, that's what they're doing. That's what the anti-gun establishment, the socialists are trying to do. This is the meat of what Joe Biden is cheering and celebrating. Okay. But the Supreme Court decided not to hear it on those grounds, because the complication is that the only claim remaining, and this is the key here, pay careful attention, the only claim remaining in this case, they've lost everything else, is that the Sandy Hook survivors' position on Remington is somehow based on a violation of Connecticut's Unfair Trade Practices Act. Does that make sense? I mean, in essence, it does. Would we have liked the Supreme Court to say, yes, the PLCAA covers this too? That's not what the Supreme Court, no doubt in my mind, looked at this and said, that's not a PLCAA gig. You've used that and it's worked for you up to this point. The only remaining claim here hinges on a supposed violation of Connecticut's Unfair Trade Practices Act, the CUTPA. That's the way I'm reading this. That's the way I'm looking at this. And I've looked at, I couldn't even tell you how many documents on this. What's happening is that there's an assertion that Remington's advertising, that their advertising of that rifle, and according to Jim Shepard, glamorized them, making them the tool of choice for deranged attackers. Here's where let's quote from Jim Shepard's piece, The Shooting Wire. Connecticut's Supreme Court ruled very narrowly that liability was existent because Remington's advertising could be violating state fair trade laws. Do you understand? So while you're hearing a lot about this being a PLCAA thing, that was Remington's argument. The Supreme Court is saying, nah, that doesn't have anything to do with this. This final claim, the only thing left, is a potential violation of the state fair trade laws. Why would the Supreme Court take that? Let the state work that out. That's what the Supreme Court was saying here. In essence, we never know what they say, but they didn't take it. And this is why. I believe this is why. NSSF was disappointed. We're all disappointed that the Supreme Court decided not to do that. But, and here's where I'm going to go back to Jim's thing, but the NSSF quickly pointed out the fact that despite the order, there's still a long way to go before Remington could be proven to have any liability. Here's from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. The case now returns to Connecticut State Court for trial, where the plaintiffs will need to prove that Remington's lawful advertising of a legal product violated the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, the CUTPA, the only claim remaining in the case, and that it somehow caused Adam Lanza to murder innocent victims. We are confident that Remington will prevail at trial. Nothing in Remington's advertising of these products connotes or encourages the illegal or negligent misuse of firearms, or that Mrs. Nancy Lanza, who lawfully purchased the firearm 2 years prior to the incident, or Adam Lanza himself, saw or were influenced in any way by any advertisement. So it's very, very important. And here's where Jim goes a little bit further. That's from the statement from the NSSF. I mentioned it yesterday, but put in this broader context, I think, helps explain why the Supreme Court did what they did. Look, we're not going to love everything that they do all the time, but that's the legal aspect of this. It's my guess, and we'll check with Gottlieb about this, is that they said, well, they didn't believe this was a protection of lawful commerce and arms act because the only complaint left was the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. That is exclusive, mutually exclusive of, I should say, of the PLCAA. So here's where, let me close out this segment talking about this with Jim Shepard's words. Indeed, it should be tough to prove that Remington violated Connecticut's consumer protection laws by marketing the XM15 E2S, that's the Bushmaster rifle model that he used, Lanza, to civilians for criminal purposes, as was pointed out in the Connecticut Supreme Court decision. That having been noted, however, they still said, on the basis of that limited theory, we conclude that the plaintiffs have pleaded allegations sufficient to survive a motion to strike and are entitled to have the opportunity to prove their wrongful marketing allegations. Okay? It's the wrongful marketing allegations that are at stake in this court case here. Now, the argument overall by Remington is the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act should protect them against a wrongful marketing allegation. That's the crux. That's where we're at. That's why the case is where it is today. And the Supreme Court decided, based on that wording in the state Supreme Court in Connecticut, hey, guess what? Let them have their day in court. They're going to have their day in court based on that part of the CUTPA. And that's where we stand. I firmly believe that Remington will prevail in this case. I don't, you know, it would be a real stretch, but crazier things have happened. You never know. We do have a comment from a Supreme Court judge in Connecticut that said that he said, paraphrasing, a stretch. I'll be back after this. Don't go away. Lots more to cover.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms Platinum microphone in the GunBroker.com studios comes back at you now. I caught this. It's been updated, but I took this note and texted it to myself hours ago. You know, I believe it was last night. It was late last night when I did it. I believe it was Fox News. I'm not sure because I also saw it locally and had it sent to me from contacts in Washington State. As you know, I have a lot of contacts in Washington State, Second Amendment Foundation, and as a board member of the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, based in Washington. I get this information pretty quick. But Tacoma, Washington is now at it. Yeah, last night, the City Council of Tacoma, it was an 8-0 vote. The City Council in Tacoma, Washington, approved a set of new taxes on the sale of firearms and ammunition. I guess they weren't paying attention when Seattle tried to do the same thing, and my colleague Dave Workman at the Second Amendment Foundation filed a Freedom of Information Act to see if, in fact, what they got was what they lied to people about that they were going to get. And when the numbers came out, they were very embarrassed when Dave made their numbers public, and it became a joke. Tacoma apparently doesn't care. And why should they? It's 8-0. You know who they are. Do you need me to tell you who they are? Okay, I'll tell you who they are. They're all socialists, every single one of them. They're all socialists. On July 1st, 2020, you got a whole new set of taxes. Tacoma, you're listening to this program right now. You already know this. But on July 1st, you're going to be punished as a law-abiding citizen you're going to have to pay a $25 additional tax on each purchase of every gun. Plus, you're going to pay 2 cents of round per ammunition on, get this, an additional 2 cents on every round of ammunition of .22 caliber or less, and 5 cents per round on all other types of ammunition. That's anything over .22. So walk it on up. Doesn't matter. Anything over .22 caliber, you're going to pay an additional 5 cents of ammo. This is expected. Now, here's what they said. Let's go back to what happened in Seattle. Seattle said they expected to raise over $500,000, or I think it might have even been over $1 million. I'll have to go back and look at the number, but it was substantially higher than what they got. And when they were repeatedly asked how much money they actually brought in on the tax, they refused to give the numbers until my colleague and your friend, our friend, any friend of mine's a friend of yours and vice versa, Dave Workman, filed a FOIA for City of Seattle to spit their numbers out. They were finally forced to do it. We laughed at them because it's a joke. Here's the theory. Well, we'll just tax law-abiding gun owners. We'll just tax these evil tools. But, of course, the people that are buying those evil tools lawfully are you and me. So the progressive socialist theory is, right, redistribution of wealth. That's what they're doing. They're taking your crap, and they're going to do something else with it. They're expected to raise, according to Tacoma, who clearly wasn't paying attention to the debacle in Seattle, not too far from them, about $30,000 annually. And what do they want to do with that money? They want to designate it for, and I quote, violence prevention programs. Yeah, that's right. Because as a law-abiding gun owner, you are responsible for funding violence prevention programs. Why do they think that way? This goes right. I mean, it's so easy. These people just prove me right all the time. Because they believe any gun is bad and anybody who has a gun is bad, and that eventually anyone with a bad gun is going to become a bad person and do bad things. Therefore, you're responsible for paying for violence prevention programs, because clearly you're a gun owner and violence is inevitable. You got to pay for it now, right? How could you hear Bernie Sanders right now? No gun owner should be responsible for simply committing the crime of exercising a constitutional right. Can you hear that now from Bernie? No, and you're not going to hear it from Bernie, because Bernie's a socialist communist sympathizer, and he's all about wealth redistribution. This is about taking your money from Tacoma residents, your money, confiscating your money, taking your hard-earned money simply because you are. And keep in mind, this is a constitutional right. Imagine if they did this on books you bought or churches you went to. How about that? You think that'd go over well? The vast majority of terrorists when it comes to religion around the world are Muslims. How about they put a tax on anybody who attends a mosque, right? So that those mosque attendants can pay for terrorist prevention programs. How about that? Would that fly socialist? Absolutely not. That's exactly what we're talking about. Why? Because you have the right to attend whatever church you want in America. That's the exact same thing, because we're talking about a constitutional freedom. Would that fly? Oh, no. Absolutely not. Not, well, that would never go. Nope. Nope. But Second Amendment advocates like me and you, we do things a little bit differently. We go and we question it. We say, hey, what the hell are you doing here? Did you not pay attention to what happened in Seattle? Why are you punishing me? Why are you punishing those peaceful Muslims for the actions of other Muslim terrorists, huh? They're practicing Islam over there. They should be taxed because that Islamic terrorist over there blew up a building somewhere. It's the same thing. Because those guys used a gang, the gangbangers used a Glock to murder the store owner. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I should be taxed so that we can do what? Create some phony violence prevention program. It's a joke. They're stealing your money. That's what they're doing. They are taking your money. Well, people like me and you say, why don't you just enforce the laws? Socialists, why don't you just enforce the laws? Let's go to San Francisco. You can pee all over the streets if you want. You can defecate all over the streets of San Francisco. Then you can crawl into your tent on the streets as you've defecated outside. Maybe you shot yourself up and you threw the needles on the street. They don't prosecute that anymore. So when you stop prosecuting that Because to a socialist, that's prosecuting homelessness. When you stop prosecuting that activity, you're going to see more of that activity and more of that activity and more of that activity. And then you're going to sit there and scratch your head and go, gee, I wonder why, because we're being so nice to all these people, they keep doing these things. We told them we weren't going to prosecute them. Why do they keep doing these things? I mean, this is an agenda based on stupidity, sheer, utter stupidity. Any clear-thinking individual can see what's happening. Same thing goes back, because this is a regressive tax. Who said this? A local certified firearms instructor's name, her name, Jane Millens. Every day, firearms protect life. Jane Millens, a local certified firearm instructor, told the council during the public comment portion of the meeting. By the way, do you think they were listening to her? No. I bet if you watch the videos, one of them's biting her fingernails over here. There's a pro gunner's up. Oh, bite her fingernail. Another one's looking down at his phone. Another one's got a pen on a piece of paper looking like they're busy and they're not. You know, they're doodling or doing a crossword puzzle or maybe playing tic-tac-toe with themselves and can't figure out why they can't beat themselves, you know? Why am I always riding up in a draw? But they're not listening. The other one's over there chewing on the pencil eraser. Meanwhile, the anti-gunners are up there and they're all shaking their head yes in agreement. It's our personal protection, she said. It's lost on them. CEO Scott Dover of Tacoma-based manufacturer Arrow Precision said, this type of regressive tax really impacts our ability to be competitive. Now, Arrow Precision employs more than 400 people. The owner of this company has already said if they pass the ordinance, we will not be here when it starts. Who was that? Yeah, Tacoma's new tax. Last month, retail store manager Bruce Smith told Seattle's Como TV that Tacoma's new taxes would drive business out of town. Wait a minute. You mean people aren't going to go to Tacoma to buy their guns because the taxes are higher? Do you think the socialists have figured that one out yet? I mean, Seattle proved that to them, right? Hey, let's tax the crap out of them. But it only applies here in Tacoma. Guess what happens to the gun store in Tacoma? He goes to a suburb where that tax doesn't apply and he reopens. Or he closes down and somebody else reopens. And guess what? Everybody that lives in Tacoma now goes to the new guy and doesn't have to pay the tax. And then the Tacoma socialists sit there at the end of the day and go, how come we're not getting any money from that? And when anybody asks, don't tell them. Make them go to court and get a FOIA. I can't even say what I want to say, except I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Good heavens.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the Car Arms Platinum microphone in the car, I should say on the Car Arms Platinum microphone in the GunBroker.com studios. Wonderful stuff coming up. We're going to do a couple range bag giveaways. I've been so busy, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to do that by Sunday, honestly, being what day it is today. So I'm going to push that off and maybe give two of them away. Now, you know what? No, we'll save one. We'll give it away, not this coming Sunday, but the following. That gives me plenty of time. And then we'll do two in December for Christmas. How about that? How about that? And then we'll see what we can put in that stuff. Oh, yeah. And by the way, your premium members at armedamericanradio.com are getting some pretty cool information over there. If you're interested, if you want to ask me about it, mark@armedamericanradio.org, I'll be more than happy to help you. But if you want to go jump and get on board, which I really hope you do, you're going to get some really cool stuff. You already are. And that content is continuing to build. My last one was a very cool conversation with law of self-defense attorney Andrew Branca that would have never made the airwaves. I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't have made the airwaves. But you hear just a phone call as I was kind of debriefing and getting ready to bring him. Premium content subscribers know that Andrew's going to be on the program this coming Sunday, okay? And you know why he can't be here the following Sunday. And you know some of the things that we're going to talk about because we were setting that up. That's how all this comes together. So you can play along and have some fun. It's fun. Yeah, but the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway, we'll do it the following Sunday, not this Sunday coming up. This the what is this, the 17th coming up? Yeah, we'll do it the 24th, okay? Now, on November 23rd, the day before, this reminds me, GunBroker.com, Patricia Huff, myself, Brad Primo, Lead Slinger's Whiskey are going to be at the High Caliber Gun and Pistol, Gun Shop and Pistol Range in Holly Springs, Georgia on Old Highway 5 all day Saturday. We're going to be grilling while armed. Yeah, we're hopeful that the weather is going to cooperate. It was 18 degrees when I got up this morning, but that's extremely unusual for this time of year, as it never happens. Must be a global warming hoax thing, maybe. I don't know. But nonetheless, oh, what is it, climate change? Climate change says that's why it happens. Okay, so it's an excuse for everything. Okay, Gore. We will be under the tent, the GunBroker.com tent, grilling, barbecuing while armed, grilling while armed. All right. Lead Slingers is going to have samples there. There will be lots of different guns to shoot. There will be food. I will be signing books.
George the Mad Ogre Hill is slated to be there. Now, George just started a new job. I'm hopeful he's going to make it. I'll let you know. He is still hopeful. Crossbreed Holsters is sending down all kinds of goodies, and people are going to walk away with free CCW packs. Well, how do you know what kind of gun I have? Because you're going to get a voucher. So for whatever gun you have, you're going to send it to Crossbreed. They're going to make your stuff and send it to you. And you're going to get this stuff for free. So if you can make it to the high-caliber gun shop and pistol range on Old Highway 5, November 23rd, come out and say hi. It'd be an awful lot of fun. I don't want you to travel across the country for it. So if you're in the area, you know, and you want to have some fun and you're a half a day's drive or you're anywhere within the vicinity, Alabama, Georgia, come on out. South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, come on down. Come on down. Come on down and check us out. All of our sponsors deserve your attention. They all do. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. I drank two cups, which you probably can't tell, right, of Defender coffee earlier today. I'm not having one now. I am having this is a diet soda. One of those health-free energy things. It's really good. I don't even remember what it's called, but nonetheless. All right. New taxes on guns, Tacoma. I think we covered that, right? Did I burn that one out? I want to go to Virginia. That Tacoma, if you live in Tacoma, you're paying more taxes, but you're really not because you're not going to buy guns there anymore. All it does is punish the gun store owner who is either going to be forced to close or move outside the area, in which case Tacoma is not going to bring any money in anyway. Now, there will be people who will go in and go, I don't care. It's $25, whatever. Those people, unfortunately, are the ones who are doing the right thing by supporting the gun shop, but at the same time, feeding the socialist, the communist. And feeding that authoritarian policy, that communist wealth redistribution policy. So it's a quandary for sure. You make your own decision. Me, I'm telling the gun shop owner, look, dude, I'm going to help you get out by telling you I'll buy two guns if you go outside the limits, okay? Virginia, I had a conversation with somebody today. I feel like I just know too many things I shouldn't know. There are some things I know about that you will probably be hearing about on the mainstream news. It depends on how it gets out. Let's just say that the people involved don't want it out because it doesn't need to be out. But let me phrase it this way. As a gun owner, as a law-abiding American, you get bombarded with a bunch of crap all day. And if everybody believed the mainstream media, I mean, you're just a demon monster as a gun owner. That's what they make you out to be. And this country is just the most dangerous on planet Earth. My God, if you parachuted in and all you saw what was the hysteria on the mainstream leftist progressive socialist media, you'd be scared to walk down any American street. You'd be scared to go to a school. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, but that's what they've done. They've been successful at it. Here's what I want to tell you. I'm going to ask you to take a leap of faith with me because I can't tell you this. But what I can say is that you have got to know that it's not all bad. In fact, there is a tremendous amount of good going on behind the scenes, a tremendous amount. And while I can't tell you what that is, what I can tell you is this. There are very powerful people, many very powerful people, and there are organizations wielding a tremendous amount of power right now that have your back and are doing things behind the scenes. They're like the star on the CIA wall. You will never know who that hero is. But that hero did something for this country, something we will never know, but that has earned that star on that wall. And there are people in the pro-rights community who are doing things that will never get the accolades ever. Ever. But they sign things, they do things, they talk, they meet. And these things are going on behind the scenes. There are some great things happening. And there are some very powerful people behind the scenes that have your back. And that's all I can say. I'm asking you to take a leap of faith with me. I would never tell you that if it weren't the case. This is Armed American Radio, for crying out loud. I've been hosting the program for 10 years. While we talk about all this goofy crap like Bloomberg and the rest of them and this Tacoma thing and what's getting ready to happen in Virginia, we'll go there in just a moment. There are some great things happening behind the scenes that are saving your right to bear arms, not just for yourself, but for generations to come. And there are many people who will never receive the accolades that they deserve that are doing that on our behalf. And they can't. They don't need to be known. You just need to know that they're out there. So have faith in that with me. Would you please? I tell you that as a family member. Please believe me when I tell you that. And they're taking great risk, political risk, personal risk, to do some of the things on our behalf, and we need to support that. So when I ask you to support our sponsors and stuff like that, it's all tied together. Everybody's working together. We're all part of this universe that's working in unison, okay? All right, let me go to Virginia quickly. We are going to watch. This is going to be fascinating. We're watching, this is like a volcano. We're watching the birth of an island right smack before our eyes. We are going to watch what has been a conservative pro-gun state, and still is a conservative pro-gun state, get destroyed as the socialists begin to build their island from scratch. Here's what's getting ready to happen. There will be at least 8 very bad gun bills signed into law by March. Probably by January, because it will be Northam's, Blackface Northam's first order of business. And the rest of America is going to be able to sit back, and you and I and others are going to be able to say during the campaign and point to Virginia, this is what they have in store for the rest of you. Arizona, gun-friendly state, the gun-friendliest state in the nation, this is what they want to do for you if they gain power. This is what's going to happen at the federal level. Georgia, very gun-friendly state. I could argue it at number one. But regardless, in the top 5, we're going to watch as Georgia residents what they're going to do to Virginia. And America is going to see, the voters are going to see, this is what they have in store for you. And we're going to be able to decide on that. And if you're a gun owner that sat out the or planning on sitting out the election like too many did in Virginia, well, elections have consequences. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow. We're going to pay very careful attention to Virginia. It's a petri dish. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.